Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. I'm Lisa Colm, Marketing Campaign Manager at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Savita Raina, Product Marketing at Oracle Cloud Business Group. Welcome, Savita.
Hi, Lisa. It's great to be here.
So it seems like cloud adoption has really taken off in the last 5 years. What do you see as the main advantages of developing and deploying applications in the cloud?
Lisa, organizations have truly understood the value of cloud, the agility and innovation it offers. And truly, cloud adoption is becoming a norm. In fact, according to a recent study done by an independent firm, Longitude, covering over 700 IT professionals across different organizations, found that app dev in the cloud boosts innovation, competitiveness, and faster deployment. The study also found that the benefits cloud has to offer increased with higher cloud exposure. The more businesses use the cloud, the more competitive and innovative they seem to become. Lisa, one thing we have to understand is that digital disruption has brought businesses to forefront of constant change, offering both new challenges and opening up new opportunities. Businesses are constantly facing new competitive entrants. There is disruption of old business models, paving way for new ones. And there are customers like you and me who are all the way more demanding and expecting services to be delivered in real time. These changes and disruptions are not limited to just to goods and services. With the addition of millennials in the workforce, the employee base has changed as well, bringing a change in work culture and how work gets done. Frankly, no industry or business is immune to these changes. So the need of the hour for organizations is really to embrace this change to stay relevant. And frankly speaking, cloud is a way for businesses to achieve that.
So what sort of technological changes are you seeing that will allow for organizations to keep up with these changes in the landscape?
Well, Lisa, what we are seeing currently is that there's a completely new set of emerging technologies which we are observing. Things like blockchain, artificial intelligence and machine learning, chatbots, and increasing use of microservices. All of these technologies allow organizations to respond quicker to their customers and in a more innovative way than ever before. Let's take an example. Artificial intelligence in a call center environment. These call centers sometimes have more customers than they personally can really handle. So automation has a dramatic impact on both their speed and their customer satisfaction. AI truly can free up the customer service staff from dealing with the repetitive and mundane tasks so that they can focus and work on more challenging questions. I will again quote the recent study by Longitude, where they mentioned that more than half of more mature users employ the latest predictive and modeling techniques. With these innovation levels, organizations are seeing that their competitiveness really improve overall. We're also seeing higher levels of automation across the organizations, which is something to really take note of.
So it seems like a lot of new technologies are being used, and with that, probably businesses are facing a lot of new challenges. Are you able to talk to any of those in particular?
Lisa, if you look at new technologies, they are like learning new skills. So one should expect a learning curve. Things like lack of skill set within the existing workforce, the need for culture shift in an organization to implement these emerging technologies, these are some of the challenges that organizations are really facing. What we are seeing as a result of this is that DevOps teams are becoming much more mainstream. I'm again going to quote the Longitude study, which shows that among high cloud exposure companies, over 60% of DevOps teams are integrated compared to only 38% of lower cloud exposure organizations. Cloud is adoption really lends itself to this model for teams to remain agile. The siloed developers versus operations teams are becoming phased out to allow for more collaboration, and that's what most organizations need. And these DevOps teams allow for shorter development cycles and faster innovations, and they also help reduce the deployment failures, giving an edge to these companies and businesses to provide better services to their customers.
So it sounds like DevOps is really a must-have for organizations wanting to move towards these emerging technologies. You mentioned previously that automation is becoming important as well. Can you tell me more about that?
According to the Longage study, over 40% of the respondents saw that automation capabilities as one of the most important features in application development tools today. In fact, over a third are already using automation and machine learning to streamline data analysis. We here at Oracle are already putting artificial intelligence to good use in our self-driving autonomous cloud platform. Our entire cloud platform of services is now self-driving, self-securing, and self-repairing. This allows organizations to minimize human intervention and virtually eliminate human error, helping reduce security risks while freeing up the manpower so that employees can focus on higher level work. The machine learning algorithms can automatically and continuously patch, tune, backup, and upgrade the system without manual intervention, all while the system is running. According to our estimates, Oracle Autonomous Cloud Services can deliver up to 80% reduction in administrative costs under complete automation of operations and tuning. Users can also reduce runtime costs up to 70%, which is awesome for any organization with the provision for paying only for the resources they need.
Wow, so automating patching and updates seems like a lot of time saved. If some of our listeners want to explore some of these emerging technologies further, is there anything that you would recommend them to look at?
Lisa, I would definitely suggest that listeners invest time to understand the big picture, how these technologies are impacting them individually and collectively. You must want to form a task force to explore a few different ideas within your business. Like most new things, start small, fail fast, learn quickly, and don't be discouraged. When you're convinced of yourself that there's real value, start thinking business transformation. How you can put these into action so that you can see the results you want to stay competitive and innovative is what I would definitely recommend to our listeners.
Well, thank you, Savita. It's been a pleasure having you here today. I know I've learned a lot from our chat, and I hope our listeners have as well. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us today. If you want to explore more cloud research insights from the study, either for app development or another area of cloud you care about, be sure to visit oracle.com/go-to/your-platform. Until next time, this is Lisa signing off.